It's February 10th, 2014. It is 16 minutes exactly after 8 o'clock. I'm heading off to work, and here is my February 10th entry. Today's topic is, how do you get through the workday? At least that's what one audio boot topic was, so I'm assuming that it's something around that question. And it's funny that that question should come up on a Monday morning, and I think it was designed that way. And I just finished my February 9th entry. I was actually supposed to do a combo 9 and 10, but I really got into number 9. And my explanation of what Sundays were like. So, Monday. Yes, the start of a new work week. Well, at least for most of us. Some people start their weeks on a Friday or a Saturday or whatever it may be. And Monday means absolutely nothing to them. It's just the middle of the week. But in our case, and in many people's cases, or rather in my case and in many people's cases, Monday does signal the start of the week. So how do I get through a work day? Well, actually, part of the recipe I'm holding in my hand, and that is my iPhone. I am lucky enough to have a job where, yes, I do have to interact with people, but for the most part, it consists of sitting and writing. And writing and drawing graphics and drawing representations of processes and flowcharts and writing. And did I mention I write? So most of it is really just concentrating and composing text and explaining concepts in a call center scenario. So I write down procedures and explain how to do certain things, or how the call center people will eventually explain how to do things to our clients on the phone. So a lot of my time I can spend with earbuds in my ears listening to music. I don't listen to audio boos because, unfortunately, unless I'm doing just pure graphics or something like that, I can't afford to listen to audio boos because it distracts me and I can't write. I can't compose or write while I'm listening to somebody speaking. Music, on the other hand, is no problem. In fact, depending on the type of music, it actually accelerates my typing. So what kind of music do I listen to when I'm working? A little bit of everything. I would say some jazz, sometimes some more eclectic music. I've listened to new age music or smooth jazz. Things like Yanni also comes to mind. It really depends on my mood. I've even listened to Steve Vai. some pretty heavy rock while I'm working. It really all depends on what I'm writing, what I'm doing, what I feel like listening, what I haven't listened to in a while. So, honestly, I get a lot of my music listening and different things while I work. And that's basically how I get through work. Not on all days. There's some days where I don't want to listen to music. And unfortunately, my office isn't always the quietest. So it's not like I can, like my old office where I used to work, I had an office of my own where I could close the door and just concentrate on things. And that was great because it would allow me to, if I had a problem to solve or if I had a lot of work to get through, and it was very, very quiet in the office, it's amazing how much work I could get done. But where I am now, there are tons of distractions. And one of my modus operandi to doing my work, especially to figuring out what needs to be documented, what needs to be explained, and what the call agents need is my own observation of how they're doing their own work, which requires me to sit and listen and oftentimes overhear conversations and overhear how they explain things and what they're explaining and whether they're having trouble explaining it. And that's all fine, but it's part and parcel of how I do my work. So sometimes I can't have the earbuds in because I need to collect data, I guess, for the lack of a better word. What other techniques do I use to get through a day? I try not to watch the clock too much. If I start watching the clock too much, the day will never pass, especially if it's a rather slow day or I'm tired. And if I fixate on the clock, I'm done in for. So what I will do, believe it or not, is I will leave little notes to myself, like a little journal. And I'll write how I feel. I'm very tired this morning. I really don't feel like working. But what I'll do is I will work for the next hour, and then I'll come back and update how I feel. And sometimes that actually gets me through the day. And it's fun to read these entries, if I've saved them, months later. And I'll say, oh, wow, look, oh, yeah, I remember that night. I didn't get any sleep, or something happened, or I was worried about such and such. And of course, what's nice is looking back at it, in hindsight, you realize how silly it was, or what I was worried about was absolutely nothing, and it passed. So be it safe for my operation, when I had my operation, things like that. Things that, at the moment, to me, seem monumental. But then, with the passage of time, I realized they really weren't all that bad. And one thing I found about reading some of these old entries is that I realized how long I've been at that job. And some of the earlier ones, I used to write, I don't know how long I'll be working here, and so on and so forth. And some of those date from 3 or 4 years ago now. It staggers my mind that I've been there that long on a contract and seemingly without any coherent direction. And that's what makes it even more staggering. So there's always things for me to do. And I always try to be productive in any one given day. But sometimes it can be difficult. And I'm sure there's some of you out there who have jobs like that, where you sort of set your own agenda to some respect. And some of you who don't and are perhaps envious, don't be. It's really not easy. It's not easy to go into work and sort of have to not make your own work, but you have to dig and figure out what you're going to do that day, what needs to be done. It's interesting work, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of room for creativity in what I do. So creativity and analysis, and always room for improvement of things. So it is very interesting work. I'll have to elaborate further on that one day. So that's it for how I get through a day of work. Not really exactly what I meant to say. I think I took a tangent there. But So I'm off to get through this day. And I hope yours goes well too. Thanks for listening.